Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve and Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck. But it's up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Twitter, the debate is already underway on who sucks less.
Yes, indeed. And as the name suggests, all these people suck. But today, it's more just the audacity of people. Let us begin with an IT specialist who's been on sick leave with no obligation to work since 2008. Well, he recently tried to sue their employer for not giving him a pay raise. Let me repeat the first sentence. An IT specialist who's been on sick leave with no obligation to work since 2008 tried to sue their employer for not giving him a pay raise. Ian Clifford, a medically retired IT specialist who's been paid about $67,000 a yearly salary as part of his disability plan with his employer, which is IBM, recently tried to sue IBM for disability discrimination, claiming that his salary was, quote, not generous enough to keep up with inflation. Now, Mr. Clifford has not done any work for the company in the last 15 years, but he will continue to receive his yearly salary until retirement or death. That's according to IBM's disability plan. But despite this, this IT worker feels that he's been treated unfairly by his employer and is attempting to take the company to court for a pay raise. Mr. Clifford from Reading in the UK, he started working for the software company Lotus Development in 2000. That's 5 years after it had been acquired by IBM. Well, in September of 2008, he went on sick leave until 2013. When he first raised grievances about his holiday pay for the five-year period and not receiving a pay raise, well, IBM eventually offered the IT specialist a, quote, compromise agreement. It allowed him to be put on the company's disability plan with a guaranteed salary, again, $67,000 a year, and no obligation to work until recovery, retirement, or death. So think about that. Now, as per the disability plan, Ian has been paid 75% of his agreed salary for the last 15 years without putting any work in, as well as getting about $9,000 just to settle his initial dispute about the holiday pay back in 2013. Now, some will call this a pretty sweet deal, but last year the IT worker attempted to sue IBM, claiming that he'd been treated unfavorably by his employer. Quote, the point of the plan was to give security to employees not able to work. That was not achieved if payments were forever frozen. That was his argument in court. The good news is, a judge didn't see it that way and threw the case out. So again, for 15 years, under no obligation to ever work for that company again, they gave you $67,000 just to leave them alone. And again, they will pay this to him.
And you're still trying to sue them.
And they will pay this to him until he, quote unquote, retires, which he does not need to, or dies. Right? We give you $67,000 a year. All you have to do is die eventually, but mm-hmm. we will pay it as long as you're alive. But he hasn't gotten a pay raise, Miles, in 15 years.
I'll be damned.
That's unfair. And I believe Mike Hawk covered this very story a few weeks ago. We go to Argentina, where a travel agency had the misfortune of being robbed twice in one day. Once by the couple of robbers, and then by the police officers that were supposed to catch the criminals. So two armed robbers entered the offices of a travel agency in Buenos Aires, brutalized the staff before running off with hundreds of thousands of pesos. Well, the victims called the cops as soon as the assailants left the premises, but that proved to be a big mistake. In about 10 minutes, three police officers arrived on the scene, and after a brief interrogation of the staff, they stormed off after the criminals. That's when one of the agency employees noticed that a black bag containing about 4 million pesos that the robbers had missed was now nowhere to be found. So one of the travel agency's employees swore that the robbers had missed the bag and that it was still in the office when police arrived, but turns out he was not lying. Closed-circuit TV footage, it showed one of the police officers casually walking out of the agency with the bag under their arm. Well, at this point, the travel agency boss was convinced that there had been some mistake, and the officer, he must have taken the bag as evidence. Mm-hmm. Well, he was wrong, because he called the police station to report the missing bag, and the owner of the agency was told that, according to the procedural record put together by the cops, They didn't mention a bag of money. That's when the agency staff started considering the possibility that the policeman came after the robbers, just finished the job instead of helping them. Well, it turns out they were right. So now the three officers were detained a couple of weeks ago. The black bag full of dollars is found in one of the suspects' homes. The other two cops, they denied being a part of the unexpected robbery, claiming they never considered their colleague to be a criminal because, you know, he was a cop. Anyway, the three police officers are currently detained in different facilities, and they're awaiting their trial date. Mm-hmm. And now we go to Boston, where a man has been arrested in connection with screws being intentionally placed along a busy road in town. For 3 weeks, highway workers have cleaned up hundreds of screws, leaving punctured tires and obviously frustrations high. Now, authorities were finding an average of 30 to 50 screws every time they made a pass. But keep in mind, this is not every day. This is every time they made a sweep. So the screws were being dumped over roughly a half-mile area on one of the busier roads in Boston. Well, this past Tuesday afternoon, police arrested 56-year-old Peter, whose last name I cannot pronounce. Now, he's charged with operating a vehicle after the license was revoked, operating a vehicle with revoked registration, and uninsured operation. But in his car, police found screws identical to the ones recovered from the road. They said the screws were found in the driver's door compartment, and an open box of screws was behind the center console. So the crews have been using magnets to clean up the area 3 to 4 times a day.
Wow.
Each time they come back, they find more. So they said the screws have damaged dozens of tires. A guy who works at the tire company in town says his shop sees roughly 50 tires a week with screws in them. So no one knows why this guy's been doing it. It's just what he's been doing. So again, a quick review. We have the IT worker who for 15 years, IBM has paid him $67,500 a year. He does not have to work. IBM even told him, you don't have to come back. But he is upset that he has not gotten a pay raise. We have the cops in Buenos Aires, Argentina, who, while investigating a robbery, stole 4 million pesos from the people that have been robbed. And finally, the man in Boston who's been dumping screws for the last 3 weeks on a busy half-mile stretch of road in Boston.
I mean, I would think the guy's dumping screws, people got to come in and get tires.
You would think that. But as far as I can tell, this guy is not associated with the tire. He has nothing to do with the tire place.
Oh, I thought he was a tire shop employee.
No, they talked to the tire shop owner. And he goes, yeah, we're getting a bunch of people coming in with screws in their tire. The guy that they caught dumping them has no affiliation with them at all.
Okay.
My bad.
Oh, is that what you put on the...
Yeah.
That's no, that's
like,
not him.
Because you were like, I can't figure out why he's doing it. Like, seems pretty simple to me.
Right, well, I kind of skimmed through the story, and I swear it said he works at a local tire shop.
No,
like,
no.
There
they,
it is. Mm-hmm.
They talked to the tire shop guy who's like closest to the spot.
Okay, all right.
But yeah, the guy doing it has no association.
It's the IT guy. He sucks the least.
He does suck the least. Because the guy who screwed up everybody's cars...
Correct.
And right. They're coming back 4 times a day?
And the cops in Argentina, if they stole it... Like, you stole...
They stole.
They got caught.
You stole people's money.
Right.
I'm with you. The IT guy, look, I wouldn't do it, but on the same token, it's like, I don't know, one guy kind of getting over a little bit on a giant company, like,
All right. He already is. Mm-hmm. That's my only issue with him. Like, you're already getting over, brother.
Yeah,
and here's the thing. I hate him the most, but he sucks the least.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it's weird. Like, I dislike him the most, but in this case,
in the circumstances, the least. Yeah.
In the Absolutely. Circumstances, yeah.
Debate continues if you follow KISW on Twitter on Who Sucks Less.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.